Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I am your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
And today we have Rich again.
Almost as always. How you doing?
It's been three podcasts in a row. So
I know. We're onto something here, huh?
Yeah, and we're getting positive feedback about you, so we're going to get rid of that racing show. And you're just
let's not get crazy now.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
Who started talking about races? Man.
Kush will leave that one alone.
Yeah. Jesus. First he was talking about how whatever game he was playing was too dark. Jeez, man. Something wrong with you.
I was reading a book, all right? Come on, man. So, yeah, I've had an interesting 2 weeks since we last talked. I told you guys before the podcast last week, it wasn't on there when we released the show, but I thought I had a cataract. So I finally got to the eye doctor and found out that I have a leakage in my eye. My blood vessels in my eye, because of diabetes, have been growing in weird places, so they're leaking blood in my left eye really bad. So that's what I've been seeing. Yeah, I got a needle in the eye to start correcting that, and then I still have to go in for surgery in 5 more weeks. So it has not been the best of week for for my eye, but it's getting better. So.
Needle in the eye.
Yes. It's fully awake, mind you.
Ow.
Fully awake. They basically numbed it up and stuck a needle in it and injected this colon cancer medication in it.
Well, dude, I'm giving you a medal right now on the spot.
Most of the eye whatever surgeries, don't they do a lot of them while the person is awake?
Yeah, but you would think a needle, I don't know, a needle just terrifies me. And I don't like to even have anything come near my eye.
Like the laser eye surgery, don't they do that when you're awake? And you're like, yes. You can't move and it's just like getting a laser shot in your eyeball.
Yeah, but a laser, that doesn't scare me anymore.
Oh, you're past, dude, you got a needle in the eye. You're way past lasers.
Yeah, and it's not a pleasant sensation. It didn't hurt because they numb it up real good, but you can feel that pressure when it enters your eyeball.
So, and also watching as a needle is coming towards your eyes, I'm sure that's not fun either.
Yeah, and they hold your eye open with this thing and they keep putting these drops in it, and it's like, keep looking up, keep looking up, we're gonna put more drops in. You're like, okay, this is another drop. Oh my god, what was that?
So, could you have requested to be put under?
No, I didn't have. No.
And you had, yeah, they kind of need your eye open for that, right?
Yeah. they got stuff to hold your eye open, but no, I couldn't. I'm like, he basically, when I went in there, he said if there hadn't been blood, they would have done surgery right there. But they couldn't do the surgery because the lasers couldn't burn the blood vessels because there was too much blood in the way.
Okay, you're starting to make me sick. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
So much blood!
But it's clearing up. That's the most important thing. It was a scary situation.
Dude, especially as an avid gamer, your eyesight's kind of like paramount, you know?
Yeah, it was getting to the point where I was having a hard time even playing games because of just this dark splotch in my...
Yeah. Every time he played The Last of Us, he didn't even know there was a little girl with him. There was just a big splotch on the screen.
It's
like, exactly. Why is there a big splotch talking to me?
But here's the funny thing, all right? So I go into the doctor's office, and in my mind, I'm talking about this spot on my eye. In my mind, I'm always calling it a splotch. The doctor walks in the room. He says, so you're seeing something in your vision? I said, yeah, I've got this splooge in my eye. Not splotch. I said splooge. And I was like, oh, as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, they're both white.
He's like, okay. I'm like, okay, he's not going to bring this up. A splooge, huh?
Well, if he was in my state, that would have been nothing. He wouldn't even stop to say anything.
But he's like, a splooge? And he kept going on about, is that a Kentucky thing? I'm going to start using that. And I'm like, please don't. He goes, a splooge in your eye. I'm like, oh, God. And I was like, I said, 2 years down the road or something, he starts using that, and he's got a female patient. And he's going to be like, oh, look, you've got a splooge in your eye. Here, let me inject something inside of you. Yeah, and he's going to lose his job and get a sexual harassment lawsuits. But, it was a terrible situation. But I'm through talking about my eye. I wanted people to know what was going on. I don't know if anybody really knew, but I kind of said something about it on Twitter after I found out what it was. Because it's a relief to get it all taken care of or getting it worked out. So, but anywho, we are here to talk about things like video games and not eyeballs having needles poked into them and making Kush sick.
Stop it.
So, me and Kush have been playing Infamous 2.
Yeah.
We're playing some really, really recent games here.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I've been playing Battlefield 3.
So, Kush did a podcast on Infamous 2, and I kind of wanted to reiterate what he was saying about Infamous 2 is I don't give a damn about the story at all.
It's terrible. I don't care at all.
I really don't either. And, like, the characters I don't care about, really.
No, you don't like Zeke?
No, Zeke's so always been annoying.
Yeah,
I actually liked the story of the first game overall.
And the ending was really good in Infamous 1. And I didn't see that coming.
I actually finished Infamous 1.
Yeah.
That was my first platinum.
Oh, really?
So that means I was actually a fan of this series and was looking forward to 2. So I've been pretty disappointed overall. I think I'm maybe 2/3 through. Mm-hmm. I can't stand Nyx.
Yeah,
and she keeps coming back. I'm like, I figure like this after this one point where you can like choose between her, the Asian, and then she was so angry. I'm like, finally, she's gone forever. And
nope.
Then she came back.
Not so fast.
So, yeah, I finished it this week just to get it out of the way. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm very disappointed with it. But I am excited for Second Son, watching the trailer for that. It actually looks like they're focusing more on a story. And Cole's out of the picture in this one.
It doesn't mean anything if it still has the terribly sticky controls.
Those controls are...
Yeah, it's something about... I mean, they had these little things on the wall that if you jump on them, they shoot you up really fast. Every time I try to jump for those, he won't stick to those. He'll stick to everything but that. It's so fucking annoying.
I try to get on the ground, and he just starts climbing on freaking little ledges and everything. I'm like, just get off, and then I jump off it, and he finds something else to magnetize himself to.
The trick with Infamous is to like go for the complete opposite of what you want to do, and you'll get there.
Now, have you played Infamous 2, Rich?
Yes, I played that, and I played a little bit of the expansion pack, the Vampire.
I've got that too. I forgot about
that. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. To me, it seemed like Infamous 1 was just a better game mechanically too. It seemed like I had more problems with playing 2 than I did 1.
I think another problem with 2 is that they try to throw so much into it. Now you have so many different powers that you have to change them, you know, D-pad.
Yeah, and this game was given away free during PlayStation Plus at one point too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, who cares? Yeah,
that's how I played it.
I don't have any room for it.
Yeah.
You need a bigger hard drive, man.
I do too. At this point, forget it.
There's no point being a PlayStation Plus member if you don't have a bigger hard drive.
No, I don't care about the majority of PlayStation Plus games that I care about that I get free are the ones I can put on the Vita or something. I don't care at all about Saints Row the Third. I already played that on 360. Every game they give away for free. Deus Ex, I've already played it on 360. I've played these games.
You know, one thing I've done with the whole Plus thing now is, like, I just don't buy PlayStation 3 games now. I just wait. I just hope that it comes out on Plus, and if it does, I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
If not, well. I finally feel like I'm getting my money's worth now.
Yeah, I think PlayStation Plus is, and I don't know what the indies get for it, but I just feel like a lot of the downloadable titles and those developers, like, I feel like they have to get shafted somewhat because of PlayStation Plus, because I pretty much never buy anything. Because I'm like, in a month or whatever, it'll be on sale or it'll be free.
That's why, like, I held out for Battlefield. You know, no one's playing Battlefield 3 anymore, obviously. But I held out and held out and held out, and I finally got to play it. I'm like, oh, cool.
Did you download it on PS3, PlayStation Plus?
Yep.
Okay. I was like, I didn't know if you had it on 360. I downloaded it on PS3, and that was something else. That game took me like 2 days to download for 12 gigs because my PS3 is so freaking slow. And people are like, oh, it's got to be something that your Wi-Fi. I'm like, my 360.
We've gone over this.
Yeah,
I don't want to read this shit.
Hold on. But when I downloaded there's a 2 gigabyte patch for it. That thing downloaded so fast, it was ridiculous. So it just goes to show that, like, through EA servers or something, it'll actually download that shit faster. I don't understand. Yeah. Makes no sense.
And again, I will say this, I'm not trying to be a PlayStation hater, but I don't know, everyone's excited for, you know, PlayStation 4, and I'm just like, oh, I hope these are one of the things they fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Another thing about the PlayStation 4, and just like, I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, there were like the rumors that now the 360 has gone back and said, okay, we're going to include the headset. I don't know if that is true or not. but the headset included with the PS4 is not a headset. It is like one of those it's like a fucking your Apple iPod earphones with a little speaker thing.
Yeah, but I mean that's a headset.
Not a headset. Those are earphones with a little fucking. I don't consider that a headset.
Well, I'm not saying
that's. Of course, that's better than talking to Kinect.
Well, I don't call that
a headset.
iPhone calls those a headset when you get.
I don't care. Apple's a piece of shit too. I'm not gonna just because they say something. I'm not gonna fucking agree with it. It's not a fucking headset. It doesn't go over your head. It doesn't do anything in your head. It goes in your ear. It's an ear set. It is not a headset.
I think that's really splitting hairs there.
I don't know. I hate those things.
I don't find them comfortable.
A headset's a little more substantial. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it falling out of your ear all the time. I hear you.
So I'm just saying, I don't either.
And hopefully I can figure out some way to use my current headset on the PS4. I don't know if it'll have the USB connection so you can use your previous.
Well, I'm assuming that it's going to allow for Bluetooth headsets like the PS3, which,
right.
I mean, that's the one I have, that wireless Bluetooth headset.
I'm using my PlayStation 3 USB headset right now, actually.
Huh. So you said you heard something about Xbox One had gone back on its word about coming with the headset now?
There was a post somewhere. I remember like when the 8-4 Play podcast came out, and then like 30 minutes later, Mark McDonald let out a post that was like, oh, 30 minutes later, and we're already, you know, short on the news. We're like, this, but it was like a NeoGAF post from like one, and then it had a post from some site that I don't know if it was ever official.
I think it has to. Kinect is just not, I mean, I haven't used Kinect. I'm sure maybe it, but I don't
nobody
want to come through my, nobody
but
wants
then,
that.
But then everybody's going to love the Xbox 360 because then they're never going to have to listen to people anymore. Nobody will be talking to each other.
People pretty much don't listen to anybody now on Xbox 360. If you're listening, if you're not at a party with other people, you're doing it wrong.
That's right.
How I play anymore. And we play in a party chat. I'm playing whatever. Some of my buddies are playing something different. We're all talking together.
Is the PS4 going to have party?
Yes, it's going to have party chat now.
Okay.
That was one of the things they said in that first press conference. So.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. So, well, they even showed in that video they've released too, where he's talking to one girl on the phone. He's talking to another
stupid ass video.
I liked that video. I thought it was cute. Maybe the girl was cute.
There we go. That's the heart of the matter.
So, it's amazing where Infamous 2 talk just went to.
Right.
That's exactly.
That's like how much we like the game.
And then me and Kush played a couple rounds of a game called Gun Monkeys.
Yeah, it's from the same guy who did that Time Gentleman Please, and I forgot what the other one's called.
Is this the one that where you got the tweet? Why the hell did I play these crazy Kush games from?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, all I got to really play was the tutorial where you got to collect these cubes. It's a multiplayer game. You got to collect these cubes and you shoot guns. Yeah.
It's a little just one-on-one, like basically kind of deathmatch. Sort of not capture the flag, but just the thing where you have to capture these little bits and blocks to keep your timer up, and if you die, you lose time and all that. It's very simple. It's got a very old school arcadey feel, and I like it when you actually get to play it.
Yeah. So here's the big problem we had with the game so far is we played two games. Both the games, it was longer loading into the match than actually playing it.
Yeah, I whooped his ass both times, too.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't really exactly know what I was doing. I didn't realize I had to turn the cubes in for more time. Yeah. I was so confused. So,
but it's fun when you get to play it.
Right.
So it's just hard. The matchmaking system is all kinds of busted, and the load times are ridiculous. I know Craig from the Sign-In Podcast, it took him 10 minutes to load into a match.
Oh, my God.
How long has the game been out for?
It just came out.
Oh, so they'll probably patch it, you know.
It's just that it's $10, and if you, I mean, you can play local, so there's that. If you have a, you know, the means to do that, or if you know somebody else will be getting, I mean, there's a $15 two-pack, so if you and a friend wanted to get it, then, you know, that's worth trying out. But it's kind of hard to recommend a game that is, you know, not functioning at 100% right now, even though it is fun.
Yeah. So did you get free codes for this?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering how.
A lot of free codes.
Yeah. I was like, man, he gave me a free game. Oh, wait, he must have got a lot of free codes for this.
Yeah, there's no way I usually give you a code for a Steam game.
Yeah, because I won't play it.
And also, I knew that this was a game that wasn't, you know, really, like, resource-heavy.
Yeah. So, all right, but that's what me and Kush have been playing.
I really like the way it looks, too.
Yeah, it's got a weird vibe to it, like a.
And I love the whenever you place down a mine and the explosion, that effect that really takes up a lot of the screen too. I love that.
And you can hide in that and do damage.
Yeah,
that is awesome. If you're really good at the game, I was not.
No, you weren't. You were very bad.
So, Rich, you've been playing anything, buddy?
Yeah, man. I've been playing Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
Via my PlayStation Plus account, and I haven't touched the multiplayer yet. I'm one of those guys who has to play the single player no matter how bad it is first.
Oh god.
I just old habits die hard, I guess. So I've been doing that, and yeah, the story is whatever.
The real question is the racing in Battlefield 3 better than the racing in Grid?
At this point, I can't say because the only vehicle I've done so far is an F-18 Hornet. So,
well, that'll be the car any day. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, once I get some armored vehicles, I'll let you know. Oh, but nice. As you know, I tell you what, it's probably going to be close. Yes, I've been playing that. You know, a game that kind of took me by surprise. I signed up for that World of Tanks beta.
And you got
I was
in.
Like, oh, dude, yeah. Shocker, right? And I was like, I'll give this a shot. And next thing I know, I'm playing another game and another game and another game and another game. Dude, World of Tanks is awesome.
But it's just tanks, right?
It's just tanks. But you know what? Sometimes there's beauty and simplicity.
There was a tank game on the PS1 I loved. I don't remember what it was called, but it was just tanks.
It's really cool. You start off with World War I tanks, and you can either be... an American tank, which is really fast but doesn't have a lot of power, or it can be a German tank that's got way more power but is very slow. And it's sort of like a battlefield type scenario where they split you up into two teams.
So
and
you
put you on the map. Yeah.
Hold on. You picked the American tank, right? Because it was fast.
Yep.
And did you put numbers on the side of it? Did you put numbers on the side of it?
No, I didn't. Well, I was also in the army for 5 years, and I used to be a camo chief. And, and 28 Cavalry. So I know a little bit about tank strategy. So I was like, I'll take speed over power any day. And we wrecked shop. And I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. And you slowly do add-ons to your tanks, and you get newer and newer and newer tanks. It's really, really cool. I can see why it was so popular on the PC.
Now, Kush, did you get into the beta? Did you sign up for the beta?
I signed up for it. I got an email that told me they were giving out the codes, and then it gave me a link and like more info and said, if you'll get code, you'll get one later. And I never got anything. So
yeah, well, it's on the Xbox dashboard now, so I'm sure it's going to be pretty much open to everyone. So highly recommend it. That's definitely going to be a hit. I'll tell you right now, it's really fun.
If they market it well enough and let people know when it's actually out.
Yeah, well, my only qualm with it right now is like, the beta is pretty limited right now, so you know, certain days or certain times it's not available. Which is
I hate those kind of
betas. Yeah, but I mean, it's a work in progress, and if you can get in on it, I highly recommend it. And I'm trying to think of what else I was playing. More Grid. Oh, and Forza Horizon. I got back into Forza Horizon too because
that huge they had, update thing.
Yeah, which is okay. I mean, I'm a circuit guy, so I like racetracks, not open world stuff much. But for what it is, it's a really good game. So
and thing they released that like 1,001 additional things for free was just ridiculous.
Oh, it was. I mean, I love Turn 10. They do a really good job of supporting their games.
Yeah.
Not only are they good,
Forza 5, I think, is such a huge launch title.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, I mean, this is kind of off the record. I haven't really been playing it, but I got an achievement for it. I pre-ordered my Xbox One.
Achievement unlocked. Did you get a day one edition?
Yes, day one, baby.
So that means you pre-ordered it through the Xbox.
Yes, I did. Actually, I didn't do it. My wife did it. She's so awesome.
Wait, there's an achievement if you order it through Xbox?
No, you just get it right away instead of, like, you know, you'll get a redeem token for through, like, Amazon right. or stuff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so I got it. And I also pre-ordered, I changed my pre-order for Destiny to Xbox One, and I pre-ordered Forza 5.
It's so. Better to have pre-ordered your Xbox One edition from somewhere else so that you'll get a token for that achievement, and then you could sell that token for people who come to it a year later.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
But you know what? I think that's part of the reason why I jumped on trying to get an Xbox One so early. It's because I wanted the fucking achievement. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, because you're not
I gotta tell you. Score. I mean, I laughed at myself. I was like, ha ha ha, because I wasn't gonna get it, to be honest with you, right off the bat. I was going to wait a little while. But, I mean, once I did get it, I was like, yes. A little part of me was like, yes. I mean, I posted it on Facebook and everything. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah, I want that. I was like, hell, they dropped what I was concerned about, buying one, because I want that fucking day one achievement.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I really care about the controller that says day one, but... Because that some bitch will get broken.
Yeah, exactly.
That controller will go across the room at some point and will be dead. And yep. I'll have to get another one.
The one thing about that whole day one, like, I know some people complain that they wish it looked more different. And then that was my immediate reaction. But then I thought, what if it looks more different and it looks really ugly? I'm fine. Right, if it looks nice and sleek and it just has this little bit of text on it, that's fine.
Right.
Does anybody remember the Halo 3 console?
Yeah.
I don't remember the controller. I remember the console being ugly because it's that olive green.
No, that's what I mean. It was just fucking ugly.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, so it's been a little bit of a light gaming week and a half for me because I had two races to go to the past 2 weeks. So.
Look at me. I go to race cars. To car
yeah.
races.
Yeah. So, but I'll be back in the saddle this week.
Excellent. So are you going to be reviewing the movie Turbo?
Oh, no, but actually, I am. Yeah, my kids told me I'm going. So, yes, I will be. And I actually have a movie to talk about this week, too, when we get to the movie stuff.
Awesome. So, let's hit some of the stuff I've been playing, because we got to go through some of this stuff quickly, because Kush has to go at a certain time. So, I have been playing Deadpool a little bit here and there.
I'm sorry.
The game's not bad. It's just kind of mediocre. But the comedy is just fucking hilarious. It's like one of the funniest games I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah, it's... I don't even know much about Deadpool, but he breaks the fourth wall and stuff in the comic book. So basically the plot of the game is they're making a game about Deadpool and he knows he's in a video game. And you're seeing villains and stuff. You're seeing some of the X-Men... And it's just I don't want to give too much away because some of the jokes are just really fucking great. Like when the game starts out, you're in his apartment and you get to interact with some of the shit. Mm-hmm. And like one of the funniest fucking jokes is Nolan North does his voice in the game. So you call Nolan on the phone and you have a conversation with Nolan North about doing the voice for Deadpool in the game.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And at one point you meet Cable. And anytime that you meet like a big supervillain or something in the game, while they're talking, if you hit A, it'll actually stop that cutscene and start a cutscene and telling you about this villain and what comic books they've been in and show mm-hmm. covers from some of their
Cable
biggest.
Cable is not a supervillain.
No, I'm saying he's a superhero, but he's one of them that you meet and they made him a fucking theme song. It's so fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know, doesn't it kind of frustrate you a little bit? You know, it's so hard to find really good writing in like major game release nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it's really well written. Mm-hmm. And for it to fail kind of mechanically, isn't that kind of a bummer?
It doesn't really fail mechanically. It's just kind of mediocre. Like you're fighting the same enemies over and
it's
over again.
It's repetitive.
Yeah, it's very repetitive. Yeah. But I mean, when everything works really good, it's a lot of fun. And they recorded enough dialogue where it's not really too annoying. You didn't say the same thing every time you swing your sword or something like that. But, and you can unlock different abilities. It's just like Kush says, it's very repetitive, but I'm not disappointed. I paid $50 for it. I mean, it was a $50 title, which is a budget title these days, but I just haven't really played much of it. But when I do play it, I enjoy it for about an hour and I laugh, but I hear it's really short. But, I mean, it does throw a lot of content at you. Like, you're like, that joke's pretty funny, and it's like, oh, that was an awesome scene.
I really wish it was at Redbox.
Well, if I finish it, Kush, I'll send it to you.
Okay. Huh. I'm at the Redbox that too. That sounds kind of.
What'd you say?
You kind of piqued my interest. Oh, it's not?
No.
You have to go to Blockbuster.
What'd you say, Kush? You said, what, before I sell it? Is that what you said? I will sell. I don't have to sell anything right now, so I already got my consoles.
No, you have to buy another Xbox One so you can sell that achievement.
No. I did pick up The Walking Dead 400 Days yesterday, or Friday, I'm sorry. I just kind of played a little bit about it. I didn't really know much about going into it because it's a special episode. It kind of annoyed me because I just downloaded it from the dashboard. And I had deleted the other five.
I have not played it, but I will say that I think it's stupid that it requires the original Walking Dead. It's a DLC and not a standalone game.
Oh, wait a minute. So, because I have the save, but I got to download the game again?
You got to download. You just got to download the first episode.
Okay. All right.
So, but it is kind of annoying that you can't get to it.
Even so, for like people who didn't play, I mean, you could say that they shouldn't play this one then. They should play the first one, you know, beforehand.
Yeah,
but force that?
So, yeah,
good point.
But yeah, I had deleted all the other ones to save space in my hard drive because I'm running out of Xbox hard drive space now because of everything. But basically, when the game starts out, you're at a signpost and you have to choose between five different characters. So you kind of play a prologue for each of the five characters that you meet in the main game. And it takes place, I guess, of course, over 400 days. And so each time you complete one, it's off the board. And so I guess after you complete all five prologue chapters, it unlocks the main five episodes of the game. So it's like you're getting 10 episodes of the Walking Dead.
Okay.
So instead of five or six, like the... Actually, I think it's 11 because I think it's six episodes for the story, according to the achievement. So you're getting more... I think you're getting more game with this because it's... Because it doesn't have to hold tight to the previous games, so it's pretty good. I just had to be in a mood to play it, and I just really haven't sat down and wanted to be in that mood. Because
do you have to do you see Clementine or anyone like that?
I don't know. Apparently, there's an achievement for seeing an old friend, so I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
I kind of have a feeling it takes place. I don't know if it takes place during The Walking Dead. The original Walking Dead or what? I don't know, but it's definitely interesting. I definitely want to play it more. I just have to be in that mindset that okay, I'm probably going to be fucking depressed when this is over
because
those are not happy games.
No, they're not.
Did you play the originals?
Oh yeah,
you play all five of them.
Oh, I loved them, awesome. Loved them.
So yeah, and it's only $5, same as the rest of them. And then I picked up a game that's been out on PC for about 2 years called Capsized. And this is just like I enjoyed it on the PC, but I didn't really play it with the controller or anything, and it came out on Xbox, so I was excited to play it. It's a little simple game. It's kind of like you walk around the map, you shoot little aliens. It's got some physics puzzles and stuff that you got to figure out. You got a little tether and stuff like that. I mean, it's a real simple game. It was only $10, but I've enjoyed what I've played of it. It's just one of those little games that you can play and let your mind rest while you play it. So it's got a unique look to it. Kush, did you ever play this on PC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it also is on iOS.
Yeah. So it's everywhere, but I was glad to see it on Xbox Live. It does have only have 12 achievements, but it does have the 400 points. It's so weird when I see a game with 12 achievements now. It just seems so lazy.
Yeah.
And probably the best thing I've played for a while is the Borderlands 2 Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keep. Oh my god, this fucking DLC is hilarious. So basically, they're playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons called, I think it's called Bunkers and Badasses. And just the opening scene alone cracks me up because they're picking characters, and Brick goes, I'm going to be the siren, and her name is Brick, and she's the prettiest. And it's like, and the game does really cool shit like, when she starts the game out, she's like, everything's so pretty and there's rainbows. And they're like, wait a second, didn't you say that the handsome wizard had destroyed everything. So why is everything pretty? And all of a sudden you see like the fucking sun go down and the fucking storm clouds roll in and fucking lightning and everything withers. And she's like, okay, now it smells like butts and dead people. And it's like everything, it's like you'll run into parts of the game where it's like she'll change what she was doing because somebody called her out on it. So it's just, it's fucking awesome. It is definitely the best DLC. It's pretty long. I can't wait to play more of it tonight with Sean.
Now let me ask you a question. Now when you play Borderlands, do you play the single player? Do you play with a group?
Every bit of Borderlands 2, I've played with my friend Sean. So we started that game out day one, and we went through that entire game. We never played it without each other to do any of the story shit. So we went through the whole game by ourselves.
Yeah. See, I loved the first Borderlands. I really wanted to love Borderlands 2, but with my schedule being what it is right now, it's really hard for me to hook up with people to play, and it's just not the same experience. I'm having a hard time getting into it. Kind of bummed about it, actually.
Yeah, it's definitely more fun with friends. I went through the first Borderlands by myself, and I was kind of like, when I started playing Borderlands 2 with somebody, it was definitely a big tonal change.
Oh yeah,
in what I was doing. So and I've even specced my siren out to be the healer of the party, so I've got the ability where I can shoot the healing thing from across the room and heal him because he's playing Zero, and Zero is pretty melee based as well. So he's always in the thick of things, and I'm always shooting to save him when he goes down. So, but you know, it's if I wasn't playing with somebody, I would definitely have a different play style with that game. So.
Yeah.
But the DLC is great and definitely the best DLC. And they released, they had a sale this week on all the DLC except for that one, or last week. And I did buy the Psycho. I don't know if I'll ever actually play it, but I've had so much fun with Borderlands 2. I would pay $5 for an extra character instead of $10. I wasn't keen on one character being $10, but for $5, yeah, I'll pick that up.
I want an OG pack. I want my old sniper with my bird. I still miss Bloodwing.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
That's why I don't like Borderlands 2.
Did you finish Borderlands 2?
No, I wasn't that into it. I didn't think it was that funny or anything. I didn't care about the story. I didn't think the writing was that good.
Okay, Big Steven, we hear you.
Yeah. I am Big Steven's lunch.
And then the last thing I wanted to quickly talk about is I've been playing Sleeping Dogs on PlayStation 3. I had sold my copy on Xbox 360 because this was a PlayStation Plus game. And I kind of knew I'd have to start all over because every time I go back to Sleeping Dogs, I'm so confused about how the combat works. So I decided I'm going to go back and I'm going to actually play Sleeping Dogs. So, and I'm really getting into it this time. Sleeping Dogs, for me, I liked the game when I played it originally, but it came out the same day as Darksiders 2, which was my number two game of the year last year. So I just couldn't get into it. I would rather be playing Darksiders, and yeah. I just never went back to Sleeping Dogs, really, except I'd be like, oh, I want to play that, and then I'd try to do two or three things of combat with somebody, and I'm like, fuck, how do I play this game again? So yeah. I kind of was like, man, so I just kind of dropped it.
I kind of suffer from the same thing Kush suffers from, a small hard drive on my PS3, because I started playing it, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And like you said, I stopped playing for a little while. I got back into it, and I couldn't remember the controls.
Mm-hmm.
And then Battlefield 3 came out, and I was like, okay, delete.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever get back to it or not.
That's why I love physical media.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. But then again, you know, physical media is never really free. So.
I didn't say anything about it being free.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying being free is the reason why he was playing it to begin with, probably.
Right, right.
So. Anyway, that's it. That's all I've been playing. All Kush has been playing is Animal Crossing. We're tired of hearing about it.
I also played Make It Rain. It's terrible. Xbox Live indie game where you just throw money at strippers.
And I was going to say, no. They really made a game about throwing money at strippers.
The original name was probably called Money Shot.
The problem with the game is that it has all the button prompts at the bottom. So if you really want to do good at the game and get all the things, you can't look at the stripper. It's so stupid. And I made an original video for it, and then I was just like at the end, I'm like, hey, you want me to play this game? Donate. And then like an hour later, Jeremy from Sign In Podcast, he donated $1.
That is poor game design. Because if they were smart about it, that they would have put the prompts where the you know the body piece of body you want exposed. You know?
Also, they would have made it a one-handed game.
You can play with one hand.
See, Kinect does have its purpose. It.
It's so stupid. And Jeremy's a horrible human being. And all of you should give the Sign In Podcast 1 star on iTunes and then unsubscribe.
No, that's mean.
Do it. Everyone do it.
You played anything else besides Animal Crossing?
Make it rain.
I don't know. I've been really busy, so I haven't been playing much. I play Infamous 2 when I get a chance, and then, you know, when I eat, I'm going through the original Puzzle Quest now because I never beat it on the original Xbox 360. I beat it on iPad, but not the 360. So at some time, I'm going to have to find someone, maybe you, to help me just get clean up and get the online achievements.
Oh, I think I've deleted that game off my hard drive.
Let me ask you guys a question. Is it just me, or are you like ready for the next generation of consoles now?
I don't know. I think if I didn't have them bought or, you know, paid off mostly, I wouldn't be as excited as I am. But we're going to get the best console launch probably ever.
You know, it just seems to me like I'm watching more TV now because the games that are coming out just aren't interesting me as much, you know?
To me, it's just sort of, I'm waiting for a very huge game, which I'm assuming will be, before anything else, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there are these little games like Last of Us, which is a finished experience. But then there's, you know, a Grand Theft Auto or like a Skyrim that is a game you can play for, you know, ever seemingly.
Well, right now it's summertime too, so there's not really much coming out. But like August, like the first week of August, Dragon's Crown comes out, which I'm excited to play.
Oh, dude, I'm all over that.
Maybe and on that same day, Tales of Zillia 1's coming out, so I'm fucking excited for that on PS3 as well. And then like 2 weeks later, we get fucking Bureau, which I'm awesomely excited about that game.
A PlayStation Plus problem is that I really want to play Muramasa on the Vita.
Yeah,
and because I know that it'll probably go free or something at some point, or you know, get half off. That's why I'm not playing it.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, me plus too. I've already played it on Wii. So
me
but,
too, but I'd
it looks play it gorgeous on Vita. Though, man. But
I mean, to get in HD.
To get back to August 20th, you've got fucking Saints Row the 4th coming out that day, XCOM, or the Bureau XCOM Declassified, and fucking Blacklist, Splinter Cell. So there's three possibly great games right there on the same day.
Dude, I'm looking forward to Splinter Cell.
I want Grand Theft Auto 5 now.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy that it comes on two discs for the 360, but one of them is just an install disc, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Kush, you going to buy the PS3 version and the Xbox 360 version of Special Collector's Editions again?
No. I only bought the regular edition of the PS3.
Oh, I thought you bought the
special. I'm not that fucking crazy.
I bought the same game twice.
I thought about getting the special edition for Grand Theft Auto 5. I can't remember what was in it, though.
It was the blueprint map.
I was so fucking pissed off, like, because I'm sure they were sold out, and I mean, there's no way they still have them now, but when they had that, like, 12-inch statue of Claude from Grand Theft Auto 3.
Uh-huh. I didn't see that.
And they were, like, announcing that, you know, it's going to be a limited run of, like, 200 copies or whatever, and then, like, I never got an email or anything when they actually released it.
Huh.
Mm. I think it was, like, $250 or something. I don't care. I would have bought it.
Hey, do you guys remember the giveaway they were doing on Gran Turismo 4? I mean, Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm sorry. I had a...
The baseball bat?
Yeah.
Kush got one.
Yeah. My cousin got one.
I got one, and it just came in the mail one day. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I didn't sign up for anything either. It just came in the mail. I'm like, why do I have a fucking baseball bat?
Because my, you know, my cousin, he's an attorney, and his bat shows up at his house, and he's like, clients? Let me think here. Who did I do something to somebody? And then he realized
it's
what it was.
In my
he was
closet like, right now.
The only thing I could think of, it had something to do with Social Club.
I don't know what it did.
Yeah, I think
it, I was extremely pissed off when something screwed up with my save file, and I wasn't, because I would have gotten that 100% in the first week or whatever, so that I could have gotten that coin or whatever that they gave away.
Oh yeah, that's Key to the City, wasn't
it? So I was really, I remember when that happened after the week, I was like, fuck it, I stopped playing for a while. I was really angry. I went through getting all the stupid pigeons and everything.
So, anyway, well, all right. Anything else anybody wanted to bring up about games before we move on to movies?
Besides my Xbox not reading disc anymore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Doesn't read them anymore. It's like the minute the Xbox One was pre-ordered, my Xbox 360 gave up, man. Hey,
you'll definitely want to get that fixed. You're never going to play your Xbox games.
Well, she's my wife's.
Oh, that's yeah. True. All right, cool. All right, movies. So, Kush, did you see something good?
I saw The Heat, which was actually pretty good. I don't really know. Like, Sandra Bullock basically plays the same character she played in The Proposal. Just an uptight woman. Like, she plays in everything,
well,
basically.
Aren't they all?
She plays that same character in, like, everything. Like, in Miss Congeniality. Or everything else. But it was fun. Megan McCarthy has a terrible mouth, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
That's because she's shoving so much cake in
it. It was well-placed.
Oh.
The pacing was good. And I don't know. And especially after I saw Identity Thief last night. After watching that, The Heat is like an Oscar award-winning movie. Identity Thief was fucking terrible. It stole something. I'll say that.
Stole your time.
Oh, God. I also saw World War Z. That was fun.
Yeah.
I want to see that, man.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah. I will say the only problem I have with it is that, you know, I know it's a movie and it happens in a lot of movies, but on a ridiculous level, Brad Pitt is the luckiest man in the world in these situations. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Well, that's if you watch anything, you'd be like, these people are fucking lucky. Look at
yeah, like I said, but even to a greater degree, he was just like, every situation, it's like everyone else dies but him.
Is it like that, was that John Cusack movie where the world's coming to an end?
Oh,
2012.
That movie's ridiculous.
Yeah. Is it on like that level of luck?
Yeah, and it's also on the level of luck of the end of the War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Yes.
War of the Worlds is just people reacting to an event.
No, I'm talking about spoilers. His family, they're fine too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone else is dying around him.
Yep, but except for them.
His family gets taken off the boat, and they still survive.
So you said you watched something, Rich?
Yeah, I took the kid to see Despicable Me Friday night.
Mm. Despicable Me 2, I should say. I wasn't a fan of the first one.
Dude, I liked the first one. I like this one even better.
Really?
What I liked about the first one was the minions. I would take a movie of just them.
The minions are even funnier in this one.
They're like the rabbits.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. It was really, really good. After having to suffer through, I felt asleep in it, but having to suffer through Monsters University, this wasn't bad. Any family movie that I can like stay awake through is always a plus.
Nice.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. Highly recommend it.
I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about this at the end, but I don't know if I want to see
it. It was good. I liked it.
So,
I'd recommend it.
I don't think I would like it, though.
Who knows? The only problem with that movie, I'd say, is that it's more so like it has the biggest laughs I've had of the entire year, but it has points where it's just sort of like you're waiting to get to another laugh section. Mm. So it's like pockets of big laughs.
Mm.
So what you're saying is not the Deadpool of video games, because that game is a laugh a minute. Mm.
If you say so.
So television shows. Kush also did a podcast about Under the Dome. I've been watching that as well, and I've read the book. Have you been watching that, Rich?
No, I haven't. I'll get caught up on it, though. I'll definitely want to check it out.
So I will say this about the TV show is that it is way different than the book.
That's what I've heard.
But to me, it's not annoying. I kind of like some of the changes they've made. I don't like so many of the changes they made with the main character, Barbie, because I kind of don't know what's going on really there yet. But but everything else seems to make sense for what they could do on network television.
What they need to change is they need to kill Junior right away. Because I can't stand that guy. I have a question to you, too, because I asked my mom this because she read the book, but she couldn't remember. And I've heard someone say that there's one character who's a main character on the TV show who dies in, like, the first few pages. Who is it?
Oh, it's, hold on, Rich, you might want to cover your ears. I don't know.
Okay.
Angie. He kills, Junior kills Angie in the book. And then he...
Man, they should have had that in the TV show then.
Well, they can't because he kept her in a fucking cellar and was fucking necrofiling her every night.
Well, then they don't need to have that part. But I don't... She better get out of there then, right
but
away.
He's fucking crazy, and that was kind of the way Stephen King made him seem even crazier, that, oh, he's killed this girl, and now he's raping the corpse every night. And he's sleeping with the corpse while it's rotting. It's just disgusting. So...
I hate that guy so much. There's so many stupid things on that show, though. Like what the priest does, the reverend does.
Yeah.
Like really horribly cheesy lines. And there's just, I don't know.
I like the show when I've seen it's. They've made, like I said, they made some changes from the book. I hope to God they change that ending. And apparently Stephen King has said something that he knows people did not like the ending of the book. So,
well, as far as I can tell, that, like you said it was a miniseries, but as far as I've heard from other sources, it's open to more seasons. It is not.
I swore they said miniseries when it was released.
Well, I've heard from different sources that.
I hope not. I hope it's not a. I hope it's not an ongoing series because it wouldn't make sense.
Well, how do you know? They could very much change it.
Yeah, it just would.
It's like Prison Break. How would that get over one season? They break out
of
prison.
What channel is it on again?
It's CBS.
CBS, okay.
So, I swore they said miniseries when they announced it.
And if you have Amazon Prime, they get the episodes like 4 days later for free if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, you got to be a Prime member, though.
Yeah.
Neither. Most people. That's still cool.
What is wrong with you people? How could you not be a Prime?
It's $100
a year. It is the greatest service in the world.
And I don't order much from Amazon.
Isn't it 80, it's still 100.
80 bucks a year? Or do they
I thought it was
up?
Like 70. Yeah, that's $79.99. Yeah. Right?
It's too expensive for my blood.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
So. Look at these punks buying Xbox One consoles. They can't spare 80 bucks for unlimited free shipping.
Well, look at this punk with those disposable income. Can just piss it away on Amazon Prime.
I only have to pay 40 bucks because I'm a student, bitch.
Oh, see, that's Street comes out.
So you want me to take food out of my kid's mouth for Amazon Prime? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is you should go back to school and then just to get that discount.
Yes,
both of you enroll.
Pay $10,000 a year for college.
Go to community college.
Oh God, Rich, we could film the new season of Community B.
Oh God, I'm done with school, man.
I've been watching. I finished up the third season of Arrested Development, and I started season four. And that fucking season is terrible. It is so fucking slow to get going. I just want to... I'm like, it's like a chore to watch it. I understand what Kush is saying, like, because they focus on one character an episode. It's just... I don't know, man. It doesn't have any of the oomph from that last season before they canceled the show.
Mm.
Like, I really started to enjoy season three, and I'm like, okay...
There's just some of the jokes that fall flat, too. I can't stand that face blindness guy. He gets old so fast.
And I can't stand that fucking actress woman that fucking Tobias is with. The fucking
Portia de Rossi.
No, that's not. No. I like Portia. I'm talking about the fucking meth addict or the methadone addict or whatever. I can't stand her. It's just the Sue Storm. It's just that all that's so stupid.
Oh like, yeah, she's what the hell's her name? She's that comedian.
Yeah, but like my favorite part though has been when Tobias got arrested. For trying to bring maybe lunch, and they mistake him for fucking that damn show where they try to arrest pedophiles. I can't think of the name.
Catch a Predator.
Yeah, it's Catch a Predator. But he's like, "Is there a little girl here by herself? Daddy needs to get his rocks off."
Oh, jeez.
Because he's wearing a thing outfit and he can't get it off by himself, and he's supposed to be with his daughter.
That is hilariously wrong.
You been watching any television, Rich?
No, it's been on the television I've been watching has been Racing pretty much this past week or so.
I've been catching up on Fringe too.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in season 5 now. I think I'm about halfway through.
Did you get it through Amazon Video, or did you just download it?
I got it through Netflix.
Oh, what? They got season 5 on Netflix now?
No. I'm a disc subscriber.
Oh!
I care more about the disc than
physical
the streaming.
Physical media, man.
Yeah, I don't... I'm very much so thinking about getting rid of the streaming and just keeping the disc again, which I did for a while. Because you can get a lot more.
I love the streaming.
Yeah, well, the streaming catalog is pretty shitty.
I don't think so.
No, well, it is. You're wrong. That's not an opinion. That is just a fact. You're wrong right there. But I really liked season 4, and it made me really, really like the alternate reality and those characters.
I liked season 3, but I didn't care that much for season 4. It just got really...
I'm not caring for season 5.
Season 5 is kind of bad.
I don't care about this storyline, and I'm annoyed that I don't see anyone from the alternate reality. I don't care about this war with the observers. I don't know. It's not doing anything for me.
You should have said spoiler.
Whatever. It's been... If you want to really watch it, you should have gotten it by now. I'm not somebody... I feel like spoilers are a few months, and then you're screwed. If somebody spoiled season 5 for me, I wouldn't have cared, because it's been that long. People need to stop bitching about spoilers, because if you really care about something, you'll get it right away.
Well, that's not true. You didn't learn about this show till now, really, so you didn't catch
up. Yeah, but I wouldn't have cared. I just said I wouldn't have cared if someone spoiled it for me, because I could have gotten to it way ahead of time. I could have been watching it as it aired if I wanted to, if I really cared that much. But I stopped caring about Fringe. I'm catching up to it now, but I don't care. If somebody spoiled it for me, I wouldn't have cared. And people who do care can go fuck themselves.
Wow, that was uncalled for, but...
No, it's not. Because spoilers are the most annoying thing that people bitch about. I hate it when people bitch. Like, people will get annoyed if you spoil like the end of Pulp Fiction or any kind of movie that's like 50 years old. Citizen Kane, Rosebud. Oh my god, you spoiled it. Go to hell.
Alright, so I started reading a book series called Gone. It may be called the Phase series.
One last thing from television, because it was on television. Blackhawks. Oh yeah. Just had to put that out there for Rich.
I defer to Henderson, man.
Talk about
watch,
your book.
I got nothing to say.
All I say is this. I'm a sore loser.
Okay, Rob.
that full page ad that the Blackhawks put in the Boston Globe rubbed me the wrong way. It's bad enough you beat us, but then you had to be nice about it.
My favorite thing that came out after they won was that they had that somebody put a post in, like, because the Chicago Sun-Times fired its entire photography staff, and then they showed the covers of the Sun-Times and then the Tribune, and it's like, oh yeah, it's really worth it. Cause it was horrible. It was like just like a big block of red, and then this tiny photo, and it's like, Blackhawks win. It was horrible. But yeah, let's hear about your book that is too dark, you racist.
So I started reading the book series called Gone. Like I said, the series may actually be called Phase, F-A-Y-Z, for Fallout Youth Zone, but basically it's like a lot of different like concepts brought together. So basically, when the book starts out, everybody above the age of 15 and above just disappears. They just poof out of existence. At the same time, this huge dome appears over a city. So it's kind of like Under the Dome, but it was actually written before Under the Dome. It becomes very much like Lord of the Flies, stuck in a dome, and then some of the kids start getting superpowers. And it sounds crazy, but the book is really pretty good. It's a young adult series, but it's really just fucking dark. I mean, there's a lot of bad shit going on, because, you know, if you've ever read Lord of the Flies, that shit, those kids go fucking crazy, and it's kind of like the same thing that's going on in this book. And there's 6 books in the series. I guess the last one just came out pretty recently, because it's like $17 on Amazon, so for the Kindle version, so it must have just came out. But I'm really enjoying the first book. And for a young adult novel, usually those things are pretty short, and this one's like 550 pages.
Huh.
So it's a pretty long book series, too. Now, I hear a lot of people that love the series after I started talking about it on Twitter. You know, they were responding to me about it. One of my friends on Facebook said that he read, like, the first two books and he got kind of bored with it. But that first book so far is pretty good. But, like, the mutant or the animals in this area also are starting to mutate. And it's just a lot of shit's going on in this book. And it's pretty good. I kind of want to know what's going on. So, but even, like I said, anybody above the age of 15 just kind of poofs out of existence. And when you turn 15, you also poof out of existence. So, they're trying to figure out what's going on there. So, but yeah, it's pretty good. Like I said, I've enjoyed it, and I'd kind of recommend it if you've never read it. The first one's called Gone. So, that's why I call it the Gone series.
How'd you hear about it?
I was reading Reddit, and they were talking about Under the Dome, and somebody brought it up. Because they said, well, Gone came out before Under the Dome and had the same basic concept.
Mm-hmm. Well, Biodome came out before both of them.
Yeah, Biodome was there. All right, that's ridiculous. So, but I decided to give it a shot because the first book is only $4 on Amazon for the Kindle version. So I thought if I liked it, you know, $4 is a pretty good price. And the rest of them are like $8. So I'll probably, you know, pick them up as I get done with the next one. So, like I said, it's a decent book. It's definitely darker than some of the young adult novels I've read, like, you know, like Hunger Games. It seems even really darker than that. So, but news stories. We didn't really put anything down. We didn't talk. Did we talk about Don Magic last podcast? Is that just happened?
No, that just happened. Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking it hadn't happened or it hadn't happened at the end of the last show. So Don Magic has went to Zynga. He has left Xbox, the Xbox division, and joined Zynga.
CEO
of Zynga. So it's kind of hard. People are like, "Oh, he got kicked out or whatever." But it does seem kind of hard to believe that he got kicked out and immediately got a job at Zynga. So
right.
It's probably something that's been in the works.
Nope,
yeah, it's been something that's probably in the works for a while.
The main question would be if he let the others at Microsoft know about all this. As in, why would they then put him in the, you know, as the face of Xbox One reveal?
Mm.
Right.
And, you know, it makes more sense when he said stuff at the PR like, well, we've got the Xbox, or if we got the Xbox console for you if you don't have internet connection.
Right, because you don't have to be there. He's like, I'm out.
But I was listening to IGN's podcast. They also brought up a good point, too. It's like, this is probably a blessing to Microsoft because they could spin this now that, oh, well, he was the one that came up with these bad ideas, and he's gone now. So now we can change direction and go the direction we want to go. So
I think it's kind of win-win for both because, you know, let's face it. People talk all the time, you know, hey, would you be interested in working for us at some point? And if things had gone a little different at E3, Matrix might still be at Xbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Well, I mean, some of the reports would say that's not true just because he's looking for promotion, and what was going to happen was the Xbox was going to be turned into, like, the games division was just going to be one big Xbox, and he'd be the head of that, which is more of, like, a side promotion and not something he'd want.
Yeah, they said that's going to be hard for them to ever get rid of Steve Ballmer because he's been there from the beginning, so, you know.
I'm wondering who they're going to get to replace him. I mean, there have been rumors of, like, some woman who's, like, the head of Windows or something.
Yeah.
But then they're, like, there's the optimistic people thinking, oh, maybe, you know, Phil Spencer, which would be nice.
Yeah, but they said something about Phil Spencer. Probably is like he's a software guy. He's not really a hardware guy. So, I don't know. They need major announcements.
I mean, the woman in charge of Windows, that's not hardware. That's software.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want Peter Molyneux because I think that would be
me
crazy.
Me too, man.
I mean, even like you could say that, oh, he would just have all these grandiose ideas that would never come true. But I think just having somebody who thinks that way would be very interesting.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
No. Where's he at right now?
He's at his, what is it? Garbage Tin Studios. Yeah. I don't know. Tin Cup, Tin Can, something like that.
I mean, he came up with a great idea for Curiosity. So, but, you know, he's doing his own thing. I don't think it ever
But
be.
I mean, like, the whole, like, I think he's such a visionary guy. I mean, you look at Milo, and you could laugh all you want about that, but I think that was the
cool.
most interesting thing about Kinect. And I'm assuming the reason why nothing ever came out of that is because he realized that the tech was not there. And maybe it would be there now with the new console and more processing and the better camera, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so they need to get the guy back from EA. I can't think of his damn name now.
Peter Moore?
Yeah, Peter Moore.
But, yeah, it wouldn't be bad. Or maybe we'll get Riccatello. What's he doing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's definitely interesting, the timing, but, you know, it's not something that just happened overnight. He didn't suddenly like, yeah, I'm leaving. See you guys later. I'm CEO now, bitch.
No, we're going to poach Reggie Fils-Aimé.
And apparently that they said that Don Matrick is, IGN said that he probably can gain like $60 million by signing up with CEO Zynga.
Yeah.
Even if the company fails, he'll probably end up with $60 million. Yeah. So that's a good thing. But then again, his wife is some kind of heiress. I didn't realize that. She's like,
yeah,
she's like really like rich too. So it's not like they're hurting for money. So, but yeah, Don Matrick just seemed always like a weird dude. It just seemed like he never felt comfortable being out there in front.
Well, I think he's just a businessman. He's not a gamer. I mean, that's the problem with him. I don't have anything against him. I just, you know, he's not you. He's not me. He's not of the same mindset. There's no reason to hate him. It's just, you know, he's not like us.
I don't hate the guy. I just didn't think he was a good fit. I never did.
Yeah. And people like me and Kush probably couldn't run Xbox either. So even as gamers, we don't have that business.
I think that I could do a much better job than whoever was in control of the indie space.
I agree with that. Department. I agree with that. You would have been excellent at that job. But
make it rain, Kush.
Yeah, well, I'm so annoyed by the lack of video game shit in Chicago. Because I could have gotten a job out of this state, but there's no way I'm doing that. Not now.
Back when EGM used to be there.
Midway goes out of business. Everything's dead. Yeah. We've got NetherRealm Studios.
Something else that's been brought up this week is apparently back in April, Microsoft dropped the $40,000 fee for patches.
Yeah.
And then Phil Fish decided he was going to take credit for that happening, even though even though he had nothing to do with it, because it happened back in April. He's like, hey, guys. He, like, put a fucking Twitter post. He's like, hey, you know how they had that $40,000 fee? They finally dropped it. Thank you. Everybody can thank me or some bullshit. And I'm like, dude, it had nothing to do with you.
I don't care about anything that guy says.
He's an idiot. I can't stand Phil Fish. He's fucking watched Indie Game the movie, made me hate that dude so much. Him and Jonathan Blow are like,
I don't have a problem with
that's
Jonathan
what I, you know what's so funny? I have to watch that because
it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. And it's on my queue, actually. And I keep on meaning to watch it.
All those people hate Xbox now too, which is hilarious.
I know.
But at the same time, man, there's nobody redeemable in that show.
I know.
It was.
Well, I don't have a problem with the artist for Super Meat Boy.
Which one was he?
He's the bigger guy with the beard. And he had the wife with the cats and stuff.
Yeah, he was the best part of Indie Game the movie.
He was the part that was, like, sad. There were moments when it, like, got really sad with him.
Yeah. But
Jonathan Blow, I can't take that guy at all.
The only time I've ever liked Jonathan Blow was over E3 when him and Cliffy B were on a giant bomb cast, and Blow brought up some really good points about the Xbox. I was like, holy shit, this guy actually sounds, he doesn't sound arrogant, but most of the time when you see him talking about games and stuff on Twitter, he sounds so fucking arrogant, because he was talking about, everybody should be talking about Starseed Pilgrims. Instead, we're talking about Tomb Whatever. I'm like, ugh. Okay. I was like, come on, man. Just because you think you're excited about a fucking shitty-looking indie game doesn't mean that people can't be excited for the fucking big-budget game.
That's just his business.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
You know, he co-created that indie fund with whoever else.
Right.
I mean, I
understand
him.
That, but it's
you've
there's,
made he's
there's
made
a right way
game.
And a wrong way to go about.
He's things. Made one game.
Think?
When he's made more than one game, then that's sold a lot of copies and whatever. Right. Then he can start saying, pretend like he's the end all be all of fucking development. One game.
Right, and I've never been one to be swayed by someone shitting on somebody else's stuff. Show me what you have. Don't shit on somebody else. Show me what you have.
Right. So, but yeah, that's pretty much, I think, all the news. Anybody else have anything that they brought up this week? It's been kind of a slow week since E3, but the console wars are really fucking heating up. That's the good thing.
Yeah.
We're actually having competition, so.
I'm excited, because I wasn't that excited. I'm like, you know, I was being kind of a cheapskate, you know. I'm like, I could see this generation going a little longer. I'm in no need of any new games, but I could really use some new. I'm getting kind of bored playing the same old thing. Gotta say,
This reunion's a nightmare. we're going on a tour of the school, and this is my grammar school, and we're gonna be our tour guide is gonna be one of the class of 2012. So I'm literally going to feel old as shit while being, you know, turned around the school by someone half my age. And I hate teenagers.
Oh, dude, it only gets worse. How old are you, Kush?
27.
Oh, man, you got a ways to go. But you don't even know old yet. Trust me.
I know. I'm in that weird place where I feel old a lot, but I know that I'm not old. I'm like, oh, God, right. It's so much longer. I mean,
Kush, how long have we been friends? What age?
6 years, pretty much.
It's longer than that, I think.
No, I think he's about.
It's 2007, because really? That's when I started watching the Phil and Rob games. Yeah, because I listened to all games since the beginning, but I did not go in chat. I was, you know, working or doing other stuff. So, but then that was the point where I got in a chat, and then I found his video cast where it was three viewers: me, Brew, and Kadoshu. And then everything else is history. Pixelated sausage is all thanks to Phil for talking about Fable and how he likes sausage.
That first episode, Pixelated.
I still think that little like a 5 minute or so mashup is awesome. Still hilarious. I listen to it now.
You should put that at the end of the show. Yeah.
That's just gold.
sausage.
I remember that actually.
And I could shoot his wife.
Phil would just steal your husband. God, how much of that can I remember? Rob, like,
nothing like Kentucky for the wonderful.
It's a ninja! Shing.
So, my computer decided to freeze up right in the middle of about the time when we were going to do plugs. And then I had to leave to go hang out with some people from my grammar school. And then I just, you know, couldn't come back to record the outro. So I'm here doing it now, grudgingly. I'm very busy. Yesterday was a busy day. Today's a busy day. I don't have much time. I am heading out tomorrow morning out of town for a few days, so I just don't know any. I hate all of you. The first people I hate, the signedinpodcast.com. You already know Jeremy's a punk and Craig is a hero. And Sean is a Sean. He's a Sean. A Sean. Sean. There's also Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at TwoHeadedNerd.com. You know, you can hear about your comics and all that jazz. There's the Undercover Unitards podcast at UndercoverUnitards.com. They're undercover cops wearing unitards, except for the cop part and the undercover part. They wear their unitards outside and proud. There's also Grandam Unleashed podcast, which you can find in this post linkage to it. The site is too messed up, but you can find them on Twitter. All those links are there, and on Facebook, or you could just Google and then you'll get all that stuff too. Google's a magical site. Also there's pixelatedsausage.com. And on the Twitter, I'm at Kush3. My co-host, Rob, is at HendersonMan. And our, once again, very special guest, Richie Pants. I don't know. He is at Rolex DP Racer. So follow all of us. And, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here. YouTube.com/pixelatedsausage. There's other stuff. Pixelatedradio.com. That's a good idea. Go there. subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already and have somehow managed to listen to this episode. You should also check out the other podcasts I do, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast, so originally titled. Comes out every Monday through Thursday. I don't know about this week. I'm going to try and record all the episodes in advance so that there is something, but I'll see about that. Yeah, that's on iTunes as well. Check it out. Subscribe. All that crap. Oh, boy. On Twitter, this here podcast is at Pixelated Radio. And the site is at P Sausage. The letter P, not PP. Like I'm peeing on your face. Not that kind of P. Just the letter P. Yeah. So, I don't know where else to go with this. I was out late last night making it rain in real life. Or was I? I was not. Maybe? Okay. Bye-bye. Hope you enjoy the show. And I apologize for taking you for this horrible ride of and pluggage. Whatever.
Man out of time. What are you doing here?
We haven't seen him since our run in the comics together.
Oh, I love reunions.
Wade, I need you to listen closely. I've time traveled from the future to bring you a dire warning about...
Oh, God, here he goes again. He's not here 10 seconds before he starts boring us with his dire warning from the future crap.
Sinister has knocked out the X-Men by broadcast...
We may want to pay attention. This could explain a critical plot point.
The survival of Earth entirely depends on... Wade. Surprised? I was. Which all hinges on you, Wade. Now here's the critical part.
It's so boring. Make it stop.
Damn it, Wade!